Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday, the 22nd of April at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to Maxall, and we'll be looking at whether this fuel shock could cause a recession here and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Colin Gleeson in the Irish Times reports that the state shaved 5.7 billion euro off its national debt last year, reducing it to pre-pandemic levels. As a result, the state owes around 38,500 on average per person, down from around 40,000 a year earlier due to a mix of population changes and strong budgetary finances. Government finance statistics for last year show a surplus of 11 billion euro in the state's coffers, the fourth year in a row in which we recorded a surplus. Taken together, the period 2022 to 2025 generated a surplus of just over 50 billion euro, driven by tax receipts of almost 400 billion. As a result of last year's surplus, gross debt fell by 5.7 billion to 209 billion. While the population of Ireland rose by 78,000 people and stood at just under 5.5 million as of April last year. The national debt last year equated to 62% of national income as measured against gross national income. The CSO data also shows that state expenditure was up 6.5% in the year to 134 billion euro. Politico reports that Lufthansa is ending 20,000 short-haul routes across its network up to October to achieve jet fuel savings of more than 40,000 metric tons, according to the airline. Jet fuel costs have doubled since the outbreak of the Iran conflict, Lufthansa said. The move follows last week's decision to retire the entire 27-aircraft fleet of its subsidiary CityLine ahead of schedule amid surging fuel costs and tightening supply. The airline said that the first 120 flights were cancelled on Monday. The medium-term route planning for the coming months is being revised, considering the capacity reduction will be published in late April or early May, Lufthansa said, adding that affected passengers had been notified. Despite the announcement, the carrier said that jet fuel supply is secure for the coming weeks. Other airlines have announced similar measures. SAS Airlines cancelled about 1,000 flights due to high fuel costs, while Air France KLM has introduced a 100 euro surcharge on long-haul tickets. Reuters reports that Meta is installing a new tracking software on its US-based employees' computers to capture mouse movements, clicks and keystrokes for use in training its AI models, part of a broad initiative to build AI agents that can perform work tasks simultaneously, autonomously, the company said in a memo. The tool called Model Capability Initiative will run on work-related apps and websites and will also take occasional snapshots of the content on computers, employees' screens. Meta is planning to lay off 10% of its workforce globally starting on May 20th.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.